Blog Talk Radio.
With our arms open.
morning.
The power of spirit of God is a blessing to know. I mean, when I heard that song, right, and I listened to the, you know, the song, and it's got some soft music to it. It's got some music like it ushers you into the spirit, you know. It's like Holy Spirit, fall down on us. You know, that's what we want. We want the Holy Spirit to fall down on us. We don't come with nothing, with no salt. Just 1 minute. What y'all gonna mute just a minute? I'm gonna move y'all.
Rem Bryant. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, Rem Bryant? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, that's me with the background noise. I'm on my way to work, but when I get to work, I'm going to come in. The Holy Spirit gave me something for you, Rev. Henry and A. Mark.
Okay.
It's for everybody, but the specifics are for you three.
Okay.
So I wanted to say that because I'm on my way to work, and that's probably the background noise. So once I get to work, I'm going to come in, if that's okay.
Okay. No, you good.
Okay.
I mean, Reverend on the mic, but yeah, you good. You know, I ain't got, hey, man, I'm going to do this here publicly. And brother, something God gave you, brother. You don't. I mean, I know you, man. You're gonna do the decent art. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We don't have no. You know, thugs. I mean, we don't do like that over here, man. You know, we don't move like that. You know,
I understand your
humility, but let me give you some public.
Yeah.
But you good. You
yeah.
know what I'm talking about? That's why we ask some people to hit
yeah.
the button. We know you don't. Bring nothing I can control from God, man. We know that. You
yeah.
know, we believe that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
somehow, you know, we really
yeah.
do. You know. You know, and I'm a firm believer of the Holy Spirit. Just like the songwriter. But when you wanna come in, come on in, Doc.
Yeah.
Go ahead
and say what you gonna say. Let me get to work and we'll go from there.
Okay. Hey, Reverend.
All right.
I mean, I don't know what we're gonna be when he do this, but that's some confirmation in the song, you know, them and what God have gave to him. You know, them. I don't know what you're gonna say. That's a humility spirit. He just said just then. To me, you know, I really believe what the Spirit said when it comes in, when it ushers in, you know, when it flows in, you know what I'm talking about? See, God is an orderly God. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you see confusion, the adversary has creeped in. Now watch this here. He can come in through us if we allow. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So when the Spirit is flowing, you know what I'm talking about, with the Spirit of the Lord, you know what I'm talking about, and you see him doing some convicting work. Because that's what the Spirit is about. It's not always about tingling and sweating and running and hollering. It's not. That's not the only thing about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what it said it is to what the Bible said it is to me now. It is a comforter. You know, it helps you. It teaches you. And it also does this. It brings things back to remembrance. You see, so the Holy Spirit is more broad than what we might want to think. But I'm glad of the Spirit. When I heard that Luther Bourne sang that song, you know, when he said the Spirit fall down, you know, in his group, you know, they sang in that song because they worshiping him. And this is how we do it today. Today is Friday, you know, talking about some of us, it might be the last time we pick the Bible till we see Monday. But whatever you do, don't leave the Lord. You know, let the Holy Spirit guide you and hold you. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm a firm believer of this here. It's going to take prayer. It's going to take prayer. There are some spiritual levels God wants the church to go to. You know what I'm talking about? And you are your temple of the Lord. There's some spiritual level God wanna, he wanna tap with us so we, as the body of Christ, can pray more instead of talking about each other. You know what I'm talking about? I'm like this here. If we pray more, more than we pray, because the days of the trouble is there. But more we pray, it helps us sustain through what we go through. He might not never lift that burden off of you, but he'll give you something to sustain through it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's like you burn. It's because he burned it on the cross. I want to leave in your hand, Reverend, and all the brothers and sisters, let you know, don't leave the Lord because it gets hard. Don't leave the Lord because you don't get everything you ask for. Don't leave the Lord because trials and tribulation come your way. Pray to God to give you strength. And the same God gave Jesus strength in the garden when he sent an angel there to minister, the same God will give you the strength as well. Just be sincere in your prayer if you want God to move in your life. Be sincere. Reverend, I'm good. I don't know when he's going to come in, Reverend, but, you know, you know, just wanted to, that song, you know, about this. I don't do no cliche stuff, but I believe God. I believe we've been taught when you lifting up the Lord and you say a few things and you hear people say, to me, it's a stamp of the Spirit of the Lord because he wanted to speak at that time. Moses, remember I told you, Moses, he went off and asked God to bless him, and he wanted to do something for the Lord, so even the speech impediment. And the people, and when he was gone, the people were having orgies, making golden calves to pray to God for, and he came back and he seen that. I just pray that we don't get out here so bad that we miss our blessing because we get caught up with the cares of the world. Come on, Reverend.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's another blessed morning. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I wonder how many still hear the Lord. How many still. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, still fear the Lord. And
fear the Lord?
Faith. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the reverence and respect. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Though he's gracious and merciful, we still a mighty entity that can destroy. Oh, hallelujah. He also can heal. He also can forgive, but he also can deliver when we repent. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we come, thank you, Father, for you blessing us this day. As you forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. We ask you prepare our hearts, consecrate our minds, our hearts and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. For this day, our daily bread, and Father, help us to be just what you would have us to be. Increase our faith, Father God. Bless us as we, try to please you with every endeavor. It is in Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen.
Amen.
Psalms 27. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 27. Praise the Lord. The psalmist, faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We'll go right in. This is a psalm, as you well know, the Psalm of David. Thank you, Jesus. David says here in the Psalms 27 and the first verse, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Then he replied with a question, who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Thank you, Jesus. The first hard part of the verse, the Lord is my light. And that, the believer, light, you have to understand that since he is your light, will shine upon darkness. Upon darkness. So if there's darkness in you, the light of Christ will shine upon it. And our responsibility is to do something about that light once the Holy Spirit has convicted you in your heart. God expects that you become, that you were weak, and he expects you to try, honestly try, to become strong in it. And that is leaning and depending upon him with the fear of the Lord. Well, he is your strength. He is the strength of your life. And this is whom we shall be afraid. And afraid so much to don't want to displease him by continually making excuses or allowance to be anything different than what he would have us to be. It's our responsibility, and he expects us to be, hallelujah, pleasing in his sight. You know, he tells us, be ye holy, for I am holy. You have made this confession, hallelujah, the Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Speak boldly of this. The Lord is the strength of my life. Not so much of what you have done to try to preserve this temple. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But the best way to preserve this temple is seek after the things. Hallelujah. That is within the heart, that is deep, displeasing unto the Lord, that we may apply righteousness upon it. Hallelujah. And God will strengthen and give deliverance as we repent. But as we repent, we need to be forgiven. As we forgive, so shall we obtain forgiveness. Hallelujah. As we forgive others of their transgressions, of their trespasses, of their things, oh, hallelujah, that they may not even know that they have done, hallelujah, that offending. But as we forgive in love and put it into the sea of forgetfulness, but if we shall obtain and to choose to remember these things, it harms us from true forgiveness. David said, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumble and fail.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. When the wicked, these are the things that the Lord will do, hallelujah, when you testify of him being the light and actually act like he's your light and your salvation, saving you from the very effects of evil. How can he save you from evil when you so willingly indulge in it? Hallelujah. But when you stand firm, and regardless of circumstance, regardless of how it looks, regardless of the situation that you're in, stand firm to say, the Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Make your request known unto the Lord. The Lord is whom I fear. The Lord is whom I stand upon. The Lord is whom I want to please. The Lord is the governor of all of this, all of these things. And I know if I look unto him, he helps me to not faint in well doing, and not to be weary, but when I would become, oh, hallelujah, weak or weary or low in spirit, look unto the Lord, for he will strengthen me. Hallelujah. He will strengthen me because he is the strength of my life. This is whom I shall be afraid when the wicked, when the wicked come, even if enemies foes, you know, when they come, because you have stayed steadfast in the Lord, and even my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat upon me, to cause harm upon me. The Lord will not let it be so. Hallelujah. He came to even turn into my flesh. They stumbled and they failed. Yes, I understand sometimes the Lord will allow things to happen. But see, he is a just God because we have been born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Hallelujah. For he is a just. He drains on the just and the unjust alike because he will fight with us. then he also will fight against us because we have sinned and come short of his glory. But one thing about it, if we hold fast, hallelujah, he is a just God. Means he have to allow, hallelujah, allow so that we say with our heart, with our heart desire, with our heart want, it will line up with our mouth. Two things will become of the heart, and they will line up together. This is why he allows light and the darkness as well. But if you stay on and hold on, that light will shine upon the darkness, and the darkness will have to flee from it. Flee from it. Hallelujah. Hold fast until that thou confessing that thou hast made the Lord is my light. Hallelujah. And my salvation. Hallelujah. See, when you do that, gives you strength when the wicked comes. If you do that, you can see about this. You see, you can wait and watch and stand back and look, watch your salvation unfold right before your eyes. Watch yourself being strengthened and being covered even when the wicked comes. Hallelujah. Watch yourself even have peace in the midst of a storm. Hallelujah. Watch him calm the raging sea. Watch him take you through, even though he's allowing things to come up on you, even though he's allowing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he will let you see the wicked. Even your enemies and your foes come up on you to eat of my flesh. They stumble and fail. Why did they stumble and fall? Because the Lord was with you. So it says, verse 3, though, and hosted itself against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me. This will I be confident. Hallelujah. Watch the heart. One thing have I desired, and that is with the heart. And one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. I will seek after to please him, because my heart desire, hallelujah, my spirit, hallelujah, that he's given me, holy, it desires, it wants to do the things of the Lord, but sometimes the flesh get in the way, hallelujah, sometimes through lust, sometimes through anger, sometimes through wanting to lean to our own understanding. But one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. Hallelujah, because I want to seek after this, because I want to dwell, hallelujah, in the house of the Lord, hallelujah, that I may dwell peacefully in worshiping him. Even this own house that he's given me, this temple of the Holy Spirit, that, so there would be no schisms in the body, in this house. I've cleaned it and I made it, hallelujah, to where he can dwell, hallelujah. Even his Holy Spirit dwell in me. Hallelujah. In the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it says here, he's talking about being able to inquire in his temple. But even in this temple that we speak of, you heard Reverend Brian teach on yesterday and how the Lord allowed him to experience, hallelujah, something when, hallelujah, some probably looked upon as nothing, but those that are spiritual understood and seen the Lord do a spiritual work, hallelujah, where he opened up, hallelujah, didn't transfer, but he opened up unto the Lord, and hallelujah, was so beautiful, was it to the spirit just overflowed, and that's how it's David speaking here. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. Hallelujah. When you seek after God, when you don't be so selfish or just everything that you want, but seek after God. But he knows what is good for us. He knows what is good for our spiritual man. He knows the things that will hinder us and what would befall us, that would make us, that would trip us up. So he wants, hallelujah, to give strength in those things, hallelujah, that you may walk, that you may be pleasing. Surely, surely he is a consuming fire, hallelujah. Let that fire burn up in the things that is within you that will be pleasing, that you can be pleasing in this life. Let us remove those things that would hinder us, hallelujah. For when troubled times come, hallelujah. When troubled times come, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know David was acquainted with troubled times. Hallelujah. But his heart, hallelujah, desired the things of the Lord. Even when he failed, he still couldn't, hallelujah, hallelujah, be confident in. And even when he walked after the flesh, hallelujah, when God allowed him to come back to himself, he pleaded with him in the 51st number of the Lord, Lord, don't take the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, from me, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, when you be more holy, hallelujah, and when you meditate on the Lord, it's easy for you to feel his spirit, it's easy for him to guide you, hallelujah. But when you start to separate yourself because of evil things or stray from the Lord, it's hard for you, hallelujah, to see the Lord and what he wants, because you're so busy thinking about what self wants, hallelujah. But when you're walking close with the Lord, hallelujah, he shows you evidence of his spirit being near, hallelujah. He shows you evidence of his guidance, hallelujah. He shows you evidence because the Holy Spirit makes witness of its own self, hallelujah. What bear witness of it, its own self, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For in the fifth verse, he said, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. Shall set me upon a rock. See, in hiding you, hallelujah. We understand, hallelujah, about this temple of the Lord, hallelujah. But when you're close with the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. When you're close with the Lord, hallelujah, in the time of trouble, shall he hide me in his pavilion, hallelujah. When troubled times, when you're close to the Lord, hallelujah. Though he allowed things to come upon you, but one thing about it is when you're close with the Lord, he shall hide you. He shall hide you. Even in Psalms 91 and 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place, you know, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. See, he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place, he that dwelleth in the secret place. That says, he that dwelleth in the secret place. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But over here it says, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 91 tells it that dwelleth in the secret. Like, where's the secret? The secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. In the inner court with the Lord, intimate with the Lord, close with the Lord, shall he hide you. Hallelujah. When the storm of life are raging, he'll stand by you. And when times get rough, hallelujah, sometimes we call storms even to come up on our own self, but he will hide you. Thank you, Lord. And in the secret of his tabernacle, shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. He put me on a firm foundation for when the wind blows. He can thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. When trouble come, when I need a prayer heard because I'm feeling weary, hallelujah. But I've been trusting him. This is the psalmist's faith. I've been depending upon him. Regardless if it looks dark, I still don't give up on the Lord. I seek after him even more so. I need you, Lord. I want you, Lord. I need your help. Hallelujah. Now shall my head be lifted above my enemies round about me, those that came up to do me harm. I'll be lifted. Hallelujah. My head seemed like the waters overflow. It seemed like they covered me up, but he will lift me above. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will lift me up above my enemies round about me, all around me. Therefore, when he does this, I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you praised God in the midst of when he allows things to come upon you? Do you say, thank you, Lord? Hallelujah. When things don't go your way, when you hear no, but you was expecting to hear yes, he said, praise the Lord. For you know my path. You know what's best for me. So, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for keeping me from that. I thought it was good for me, but you desired me to sacrifice. Yeah, hallelujah, to sacrifice. I want a sacrificial praise. Hallelujah. I want to sacrifice. Hallelujah. I want to deny myself and do the things and what I want, but I just want to know and trust and believe God knows that all what is best for me, he has it in his hands for me. And the things that are for me are for me, and bless me to understand. I will offer his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. When you do this, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me. In this, hallelujah. When you're walking with the Lord, you really don't have to ask him to hear you. Well, that communication is there. Hallelujah. And he'll have mercy on you, and he will answer you. You know when you're pleasing to the Lord before you call. Hallelujah. He's already answered. He's already before you attempt you, because when you're trying to be pleasing in his sight, hallelujah, when you seek him first, hallelujah, when you seek after the Lord, hallelujah, when thou said is, seek ye my face. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. When your heart wants to hear from God, your heart wants to be in his face. Hallelujah. You want to be just like Rembrandt gave that illustration, putting his hands together and open up. God wants us to open up. Hallelujah, and confess unto him. Hallelujah. Open up, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Seek, seek, seek. We seeking his face, but he want our hearts open to him and let us let him know as well, because we know already know, but when we testify and confess unto him thy faith, Lord, will I seek, hallelujah, because my heart is open to you, Lord. Have your way, heart. Shape me, make me, and mold me just what you would have me to be. I need this, Lord, because the light has shined upon me. And Lord, hallelujah, Lord, your light removes all the darkness, and the fine darkness has been, Lord, taken away, because I'm opening up my heart to you, Lord. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Be me not, neither forsake me, O God, my salvation. Hallelujah. 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 David here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peace with the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All God's children desire to dwell in their Father's house. Not to sojourn there as a hallelujah welfaring me. Thank you, Lord. But to tarry one night. Thank you, Lord. Have we just wanted to be close to the Lord? Not that he may give you something material, but give you something spiritual. Have you just wanted to be close to the Lord so that he may deliver you? Hallelujah. You want to be close to the Lord. Hallelujah. That you may just feel his presence, to commune with him, to sup with him. Hallelujah. 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 God can be better to you even than your parents. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. Because he knows the ins and the outs of you. And if you have godly parents, hallelujah, they will teach you this. Hallelujah. Though we're put here to help guide you, but God, hallelujah, our Father, is the best. Hallelujah. The best thing, the original, genuine, hallelujah, that hides, hallelujah, not the face far from me. Put not servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. He's trusted on the Lord. He's leaned upon the Lord. But hallelujah. Now, when sin will cause separation, and we have to go back to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For boy, he hates sin, but he loves us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we call the thing, when we go our own way, calls us to be separated. That's why we have to renew our minds continuously. Repent unto God continuously. Hallelujah. Be forgiven, and we must forgive. Then we set ourselves up for deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the thing, so the spirit that got in there that called you to go your own way, now you can be connected back, because God, since you opened up your heart and repented, God has allowed you to move back into the secret place. Hallelujah. The secret place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hide not thou face far from me. Put not thou servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Lead me not, neither forsake me. Lead me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me, thank you, Lord, thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as beat out cruelty. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But this word was spoken. This word was spoken to me, and Lord, so the city chose to use it this day, but it was spoken to me yesterday. But I understand now. He gave this thing an introduction through the lesson yesterday. Hallelujah. And this word was spoken to me. It said, I had seen it, lest I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord, the land of the living. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now I ask the question, how many of us fear the Lord? How many of us can do wrong and make excuses for it and still have peace about it? Though we're not perfect, but we're striving to perfection when we do fall. How many of us are hurrying, like David is, hurrying back to please the Lord, hurrying back to get to that secret place, hurrying back to be intimate with God, hurrying back, hallelujah, hallelujah, into the place where you realize that the Lord is the strength of my life. This is the one whom I shall be afraid. This is the one whom I shall fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make secret places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That I may go and commune with the Lord. So much and so till it takes over my whole life. I just want to please it because I want the Lord to be satisfied. I'm satisfied with the Lord, but I want the Lord satisfied with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The face of the Lord. No, hallelujah. It must be a continual repentance of heart to want to do the things. My very every step, I want to be with the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is what I have. Hallelujah. For you today, I had seen it, lest I had believed to see the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Annie. Hallelujah. Less than the least you give. Thank you, Lord. It is fitting for a great God to forgive great sinners. I hear you. It is fitting for a great God to forgive great sinners. Thank you, Lord. It says over here, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which you have shown your servant. Genesis 32 and 10. Thank you. Less than the least. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Angry prayers. Angry prayers. Grace getting what we don't deserve. Mercy not getting what we do deserve. Grace, he says, getting what we don't deserve. Mercy not getting what we do deserve. Reminds me of a statement that I heard. We deserve justice. God continues to give us that mercy and that grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And also she gave us love and action. Gift and unity can result from serving each other. The gift of unity can result from serving each other. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Says Philippians 1:27. Hallelujah. Says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. Praise the Lord. And I know that to be so, because God bless me to see that when I do for others, when I be don't be concerned with myself, but put others first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the thing is, be godly, concerned with others. He takes care of your situation. God bless you today. Thank you, Aunt Martha, for the beautiful golden nuggets we call them. Love in action and your prayers are less than the least. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
All right, my brothers, I made it to work. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. This is the boldness I was talking about, that I was struggling in. The Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit says, get a pencil and paper out. It's for everybody, but for Reverend Bryant, Reverend Henry, and A. Martha, especially for you guys. Man. Pencil and paper. Write down Webster's Dictionary, 1828. Write down Etymology Dictionary, Etymology, Etymology Dictionary. Write down the word American to both of those.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you
hear
me? Hello?
I can now.
Okay. Okay. Did you hear what I said in the beginning, Pastor?
No, I didn't. No.
Okay. Did you hear me, Reverend Henry?
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Henry?
Yeah.
Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Write down Webster's Dictionary, 1828, and then Etymology Dictionary, and where etymology is spelled Etymology, and then write down the word American.
Mm-hmm.
Then write down J. Edgar Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover. And then outside of his name, write down, there will never be. Outside of his name, there will never be. And the Holy Spirit told me to stop right there, and you'll get it when you Google it. Write down Zondervan Bible Dictionary.
Hey, can you do something for me, brother? Can you do something?
Yes, sir.
You don't mind. All this you want us to put down, can you put it in a text to us, right? You know, because you got it. You don't have to repeat it to
us.
We just, we can make sure we're on the same page with that,
Okay.
Yeah.
And if there's some way you can get it to Aunt Martha, please do that.
We're going to do it. We'll do it, bro. We ain't got no problem.
So what happened was something happened yesterday with your testimony, Reverend Brian.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
that was when you gave your testimony, you
uh-huh.
opened up to revelations, knowledge, and understanding.
In the name of Jesus.
Which is why I came back and said, not knowing why I was, remember I said I was having those same things, but it felt like water.
Right.
And so, and the Holy Spirit gave me this morning, that's what happened. It was like Mary and Elizabeth
mm-hmm.
when they mm-hmm. were both impregnated. So the fullness of the revelation came yesterday.
In the name of Jesus.
But Aunt Martha And Reverend Henry already had it. And Martha is to be a witness. And Martha is to be a witness. And the Holy Spirit said her latter day will be greater than her former day, because she will actually see the truth being revealed. Reverend Henry has had it for a while. He didn't know it. And I asked the Holy Spirit, well, how will he know? And he said, remember when he was praising God and he said, I see tires? Because this is all spiritual. But I'm going to text that to you. But that's what happened yesterday. We got fulfilled with a deeper revelation and knowledge. Now it's up to us.
Name of Jesus.
How to, and there's more to it. And I'll text it to you, Reverend Brian, but that's what the Holy Spirit had gave me yesterday and even this morning on what happened yesterday in your testimony, where you said your fingers went up and it was like you pulling your chest open and you and it ended in a cross. You were opening yourself up to a deeper revelation and knowledge, but by me, by the Holy Spirit giving it to me in the form of in my belly, because that's what it would feel like to me. It just felt like water was in it. And I would be pushing myself, like just trying to push all of this water, you know, but it was the Holy Spirit. So when you opened yourself up, then what had been given to me was being like the Holy Spirit coming in, just like Mary and just like Mary and Elizabeth. And so Reb Henry got it, and Aunt Martha is to be a witness to it.
Name of Jesus.
When you read this and get this, it's when you see it, it's not. Don't think you got cataracts on your eyes. Don't think you got glaucoma. You know what I'm saying?
Lord.
It's because it's
yes,
in
Lord.
Scripture. It's scripture. It's in the scripture. And
yes, Lord.
So I'm gonna get in here, brother. I'm gonna send that to you first chance I get. And funny because the Holy Spirit waited till the weekend, so you guys go over it over the weekend and.
Just pray about it. I was always taught to let the Holy Spirit lead you. You know, I was always taught, and I said it earlier, God is not the author of confusion. God is a peace, and God give revelation, and he gives, and he speaks, and he said in the last day they will be prophesying, you know.
Yeah.
And he said this prophecy is being forth right now, you know. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit, because we play that song from the beginning, because I've been around just a little short time, knowing that God governs us with his spirit, not with all our knowledge. You know what I mean? He governs us so much with his spirit, because our knowledge is supersede his spirit, because I'm going to tell you how it does it, because man look at you for what you know, and now who working through you. And I acknowledge that because I want to be led by the spirit. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, man, I was told I couldn't read, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I was told that I have a bad speech impediment. You know what I'm talking about? I was told that you can't speak right now. You know, it'd be 3 years for you to say things. And then I had a man speak something to me one day, and he told me this, and I never even know what I'm talking about. He said, what it is, see, you're a Holy Ghost preacher. He said, what you do, you allow the spirit like Moses. You know what I'm saying? The only difference between I and Moses, I really didn't make no excuse. I went on in there, even when I had to work on my reading and everything, even though I had to work on my relationship with God, that's what allowed me to be able to minister like I am, because I'm humble. I really believe because I come from a humble situation. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And in my humble situation, that God, he breaks down the me, if I try my best to express his love, if you really know me, you know what I'm talking about? You'll get lined up with it, because the Bible says, try the Spirit by the Spirit, if it be of God. Because there's many false prophets have went before us. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, it wasn't so much that before us, they teaching anti, they got an anti-Christ spirit. What that means, they out there, they not teaching Jesus Christ. Some of them saying they are Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? But when someone is standing flat-footed, teaching and preaching God's word, and the preaching is not all about hollering. You understand me? The preacher that I've learned, it is a divine persuasive. We are persuade people that Jesus is the key to salvation. Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit. That's right.
We open up the word and we're trying to convey it to remember the time. Let's do something for a minute. Y'all don't mind me. Let's do something for a minute. Let's go to Romans for a minute. You know, you can ride with me. You don't want, if you can't get there fast enough. Let's go to Romans a little bit. And Romans says this here. God came to me in a dream one day. And my pastor, our pastor, and we in this association, right? And the association was associated with all the Baptists, this is what church we go to. They get together and they try to help people with college song. They help each other. If a church is struggling with getting their rent or light get paid, and they help senior pastors. You know, this is the kind of organization it is, right? So one day our pastor came to me in a dream, and all the pastors was in here, and they were sitting there listening to him, and he was, and some of them didn't want to hear him, like but one pastor heard him. I'm gonna read the scripture, but I'm gonna show you some confirmation behind what God gave me in the dream. Okay, so God showed me, pastor stood up and he read this scripture right here, but he quoted it. He didn't read it. He quoted it. He said, this is what he said, for I am persuaded.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 38:39. Right. He said, for I am persuaded. He said that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, no power, no things present, no things to come, no heights, no depths, no any created, no shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ our Lord. And when I heard that, he was doing it, and you could see he was giving it to them, because a lot of them, because they wanted to put him in a situation, but he said nothing. I'm persuaded that nothing can separate me from God. Because if you've ever been to one of our preachers, you'll know what I'm talking about. But what happened was, a lot of them didn't hear him. So when I told this before the church, because I'm a Sunday school teacher too, right? I told it to the Sunday school teacher, and I got a witness on the song. I said, there was one pastor out of all them pastors. There was a lot of them there. And it was one pastor, and he grieved with him. And I ain't going to give his name over here, though, but Rev know what I'm talking about. And that same morning, you know what he did? He came to the church and said he wanted to be with the pastor that day. You know what I said?
Yeah.
So I'm
telling
you, the Holy Ghost did it because he was getting the condition of the church for something. And you better believe this one here. And Reverend know what I'm talking about. Did he come, Reverend, that day?
Yes, sir. Yes,
that pastor?
Yeah, he did.
stepped in there. He didn't call me and tell me that there was a thing. He came in there, and when he came, it gave what? Evidence of my testimony, what God gave me that
night.
Right. So God would speak. God will speak.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm going here. But God will speak, and he won't hide nothing from his children. See, when you got a communication with the Lord, God will give it to you, Dan, like he gave it to you. He gave it to you. He gave you how detailed to give it. He'll give it to you. And now it's for us to go and pray and read what you got. Because I really believe anything from God, I open my ears to it, bro. I don't close my ears to nothing, but I really believe in Scripture, back up everything when it says, because the Bible said in the last day, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, not other day,
yeah.
In the last day, even the elect ones is going to be the what? Well, Rev, they're going to be fooled. They're going to be wanting to go the other way.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. But let me, so we can get out of here. I wanted to say this, brother. I'm going to read that. You know, and I'm going to look at what you said. And I didn't get all what you said because I was ministering a while ago. But let me tell you this here. God is moving. And he's moving. And our ears got to stay in tune with his spirit.
Yes, sir.
Our ears have got to there are some people are starving for God's love. See, the church got to stop fighting who is here and who ain't.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be more proactive on the spirit of God, let it dwell on the church, and we are the church. So when the spirit is really speaking, step back and let God speak. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let him move in the words. You can tell when it ain't true, and then when it's of God, because the spirit has an uttering spirit that he doesn't matter. He don't care about your feelings. See, the world care about don't want to offend Reverend Henry, but God, I want to offend you to repent. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want to come that when I speak to you, that you repent. And watch this here. Watch this here. And where you repent from, ask God for some help. Ask God for some deliverance. Reverend talked about Psalm 27. The meat of that to me is the light. It's the light. Once you get exposed to the light, oh help me, Holy Spirit. Once you get exposed to the knowledge. See, now you can't. You say, well, I didn't know. I didn't really understand. I still hit the one button. I didn't understand. Can we make the plain here? If it's something was teach and preach you don't understand, hit the one button, and we'll open you up, and then we'll try our best to answer the question. If it's not, then we'll pray about it, ask you, give us a little time with that. But we've been spot on. God been helping us. So I say this here.
Mm-hmm.
With the meat you gave, Reverend, and the meat you just gave,
thank
Brother
you.
Dale, God's spirits move in season. It moves in season. And sometimes the season, you got to stay in your seed. You remember that scripture, Reverend, and Brother Dale, and Sister Brother? He said you got to wait on your ministry. You got to wait on your ministry.
Sir.
Some people are out of new season. They out of their season. They didn't wait on their season. That's why they fall and quit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because they see it fed on some stone in the ground, Reverend. It got choked out because they didn't get them. They didn't get into the soil. You know what I'm talking about? What's the soil? It didn't get it out into the heart. It was just on top of the surface. You know what I'm talking about? So when a little rain came, it just rinsed the seed out because it never get no root. Help me, Holy Spirit. So that's why we say, people, go where they're teaching. And preaching God's uncompromising gospel, help you in such a time like this. Man, time is so short. It's so short right now that you really think you got tomorrow. If you don't. Some people are dying right now. Some people dying at this very minute and second right now. Now watch this, Reverend. And I ain't talking about physically time. I'm talking about spiritually. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
I mean by that?
That's right.
God told Adam. He told Adam now. Eve was nowhere around. He told you can eat up all the tree, but not the tree of knowledge. You know what I'm saying? you can do all of that. But and you know how that connection came. You know, and she got it because the adversary told her, ain't nothing going to happen to you. You know, and then she gave it to the husband. And what happened? That's when the death came in. But he was still physically still living. But he was spiritually disconnected. But Jesus came along. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he tied us back to the hands of the Lord. because he was that sacrificed lamb. You know, the first album failed, but the second album came in. The first album was built on the flesh, and the second album was built on the spirit. So he tied us back in to the Father. So that's why we say before we leave every day, every Monday through Friday, some of Monday through Sunday, we tell you, we ask you, if you don't know the Lord in the ways of your sin, we ask you to come, give your hand up to us so we can hold your hand that you never walk alone, but give your heart to the Lord. And that ain't gonna, if you want to rededicate your life, Reverend told you about the light. We want to induce you to that light and minister to you. Say, yeah, you can repent. Ask God forgiveness. Don't let nobody hold you to sin that God said, I don't remember. What you had to do is walk away and don't do it anymore and ask God to cover you with that temptation. It might be lying.
Yeah.
It ain't always about sex. It might be you got sticky fingers. It ain't all about covering nobody. Whatever God delivers you, ask God for strength. And then hear God when you want to be strengthened in your weakness. So the Reverend told us about the light. He told us about Psalm 27. So it's there to help us. And, you know, and now watch this. And I'm going home.
Yeah.
Now watch this. And now since you know, do you believe? Do you believe that God raised his son up? Did you believe God raised him out the grave? The Bible said, if you believe in your heart and you confess it out your mouth, salvation is yours. We ain't not trying to twist the word. Salvation is yours. It's up to you to acknowledge it and believe in it. Don't believe in it when it's convenient. Believe in it always. Because sometimes you might not have a good morning, a good evening. But God is still good. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. God is still good. Don't mind what evening. Midnight, he's still good. Is that right about a duck?
That's right.
And brother,
that's right. Still good.
You know, scared me from I didn't hear you. I had got pulled to the back line with a spirit. You know, with a call. I had to get it because it was ministering at that time. But y'all keep me in your prayer. I'm back on now, though.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
If you have anybody that wanted prayer, we have anybody that wanted, you know, they fill out the fellowship of the Lord. You know, we're here to pray with you and guide you right back and let you know that we ain't going to look at you. And I know God allowed us to be here today to pray with you and strengthen you wherever you think you're weak in, you know. And we are here if you don't know him. And we want to tell you about that. You came at the right time to rededicate your life or come back to the Lord or want to fellowship with the Lord because it's getting too close for him coming. You can see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whoever would have thought that this church would get shut down? Not one church, all churches got shut down. Whoever thought a pastor having 10,000 members, now he's just speaking to one camera. You know what I'm talking about? Whoever thought that you just can't get up and move around like you could. It's get controlling because God is getting so close. And nothing is on this earth that God don't know about. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's
so
right.
I thank you. I thank you for everything.
Thank you, Lord.
So I thank you for everything. And I thank you for what you're doing. And Reverend, can you handle it for a second?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, wait on the Lord. And he tells us, be of good courage while you wait. Verse 14 will tell you, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Thank the Lord. Wait. And even in this waiting means to stay where one is or delayed action. You know, don't move so quickly. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord to move. See, the Lord is when we move too quickly, sometimes we move out of place. But if we wait on the Lord, he'll clear that path. Hallelujah. If we fight our battles, then we take it out of the hands of the Lord. But when we wait on the Lord, He knows the correct season, the correct time. too quick. Sometimes our time is too late, but when we wait on the Lord, he so designs it where it all lines up together. You'll see the Holy Spirit unfold. You'll see the Lord doing the work. And in that, you'll be encouraged in your heart, and your heart will be strengthened. Your faith will, hallelujah, you will be increased in the Lord. He tells you, you will have faith. Oh, unless you believe the goodness.
Hey, Reverend.
Yeah.
We got somebody. We got somebody to open up right there.
Praise the Lord.
You open, Mike. You open, Mike. Cousin Mike.
I'm open. I'm preaching. How y'all doing? How you doing, Reverend?
Good morning.
And I got my wife Reverend Henry with me, my girlfriend.
Reverend Henry.
Praise the Lord.
That's Cookie's brother.
Good morning.
Come on, Cook. And his wife on it with him.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm enjoying you all ministering this morning. It's so refreshing. I'm an evangelist as well, worship leader. And so it's a blessing to be on the call this morning.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
You said what happened a while ago, Rev, I had reached out to my cousin, right, and he just so coincidental that he was on with his wife. They were talking about they need to call in one day. You know what I'm talking about? And God, he kind of tied it up to us so we could be on, you know what I'm talking about. But I thank God for her and him, and that y'all have the number now. You know, y'all can come in, and we do this Monday through Friday. You know.
Okay.
But anytime you come, you know, you don't. Sometimes we a little long, and sometimes we a little short. You know, it's cool now. The Spirit is moving. You don't have to stay all the way through. It's on. I know so much work. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. But if you want prayer, you know, right now we at the end of it. But if you want prayer, we can pray for you all. And if y'all have a special thing or something, she said she can sing. That's what she told us?
Yeah, she sang at the pot house.
Can you sing, sister? Can you sing? one of the most sound? Can you give us a shout song?
I can. Lord. Draw me close to you. Do all my desires. No one else will do. You're all I want.
Beautiful.
You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Help me to know your name. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be across the hardest desert. I'll travel near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as
That's it.
Gotta be where you are.
Yeah.
I wanna be where you are, Lord.
I
wanna be where.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Man.
Beautiful, beautiful sister.
Mm-hmm. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Brothers, beautiful sis. Thank you for that.
Bless you.
Come on, Rip. Come on, Rip. Come on, Rip. Y'all want me to sing too? Come on, y'all better watch out because I'll start singing that. Well, that's beautiful, sis. That's beautiful. We really enjoyed that song, but we know that song, and we thank you because we want to be where He is. You know, I'm a little younger, but let me tell you this here: wherever you do it, Lord, don't forget about me. If you're giving out of here,
whatever you're doing, don't do it without me. Yeah.
Why, that's why you got stay with me when I say this. You know why I say that? Because I know that God is here right now. If you want to heal it, He's here. If you got some things going on in your life, we can put it before Him right now and leave it there. See, that's the thing is, once we pray, ask God to build our faith, and building our faith that we trust in what we pray for is His will, whatever the situation might be. It might, and to our corner mind, it might not be in our favor, but in our spiritual mind, we know it was His will. So we ask for you all again. Before we get off, sister, we love you. We thank you for coming on, Brother Mike, Cousin Mike, and your wife. But y'all need any prayer? Because we normally end it right now. But we want to lift you up, you know. You got a testimony or something before we can do that too, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cuz. But, yeah, because I ain't going to, you know, I know y'all got to go. But, we're going to, I'm glad I got in there. I'm glad you was thinking about me this morning. And that made me, I know you're in my heart, and you're in my heart, I'm in your heart. So, this ain't going to be the last time, because she going to make sure definitely we're on the call. She's going to definitely
win. Can you say a word of prayer for us, definitely?
She most definitely.
Hey, sis.
Yes, sir.
Well, I
yes,
tell
sir.
You, That's that mother spirit.
You know, I wanted to say something before you got off the phone. I just want to say this, and I'm not trying to preach to nothing, but I was telling Michael that, you know, just like Jesus and the disciples, you know, they were trying so hard to understand everything Jesus was saying, and He had to begin to speak in parables using natural things so that they can understand the spiritual things. And when you were talking about, you know, God will come in the form of anybody to give you a word to let you know this is His voice, and because He knows that you wouldn't understand it any other way, so He used something familiar that you can understand to give you some wisdom. And so I just thought about that when you were sharing that with Michael about, you know, sometimes it sounds like your mother's voice.
And everything is not a coincidence because God He's doing it right now. I believe whoever on right now, by the sound of my voice, you just didn't call because you didn't have nothing to do. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on.
It was the design. It was designed in God's favor for us to be connected right today. Now watch this here. The charge is being kept, but it's for you to keep it. Oh, help me.
Yeah.
So if I can explain that a little better, God has exposed Himself to us today. He has showed us some spiritual things today. Now it's for us to activate and make it more alive in our life. Not saying you're not going to walk and stumble and bump your head, but I'm one kind of man that believes that it ain't how you fall, it's how you get up.
It's how you get back up.
And just get on up and dust your feet off and say, Lord, I did something crazy. Lord, help me. You know, that's the kind of God we serve. You know what I'm talking about? Because your
it's
relationship
not always about
God,
how you start,
person.
It's how you finish,
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. You're right about it. Because Scripture says, what does Scripture say? My ending is better than my beginning. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
ending is going better in my beginning, because some of us didn't have a good start, you know. But I'm just glad I got on the right time. Well, I want to say this here because we got to get on I thank y'all for coming. We're gonna lift y'all up, and I'm gonna close you if you ain't got nothing else to say.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're gonna pray with y'all and pray for y'all and pray with us, and y'all keep us in
Amen.
Prayer too.
Absolutely.
Hey, we're gonna transition this. Anybody else have a? Can you hear me, Rhea?
No, yes, sir.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm making sure.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna transition and we're gonna pray and ask God's blessing over the whole thing, Rhea. And if it be God's will, if it be His will,
mm-hmm.
we'll try to be back on Monday at the same time. You know, Eastern it'll be 9.
Yeah.
Central would be 8, and we asked if you could come out, come. You don't have to stay with us long, or you just come wave in. You'd be surprised how it starts your day off. It'll help you
mm-hmm.
along the way. You know, some kind word, some testimony,
mm-hmm.
a song like our sister just sang. Now we got a connection now. The sister can sing. Now I ain't got to do all singing no more. Right? Somebody else can sing. You know.
We thank God for the Holy Spirit.
We thank God for the Holy Spirit, though, and thank Brother
mm-hmm.
Darrell for the beat he gave. You know, thank God for all the things
mm-hmm.
that went before. And we ask y'all to keep us in prayer. Keep the whole ministry in prayer that God's kingdom building don't never
yes.
fall. And always be someone standing in the gap ready to speak for the Lord, ready to say, I'm here, Lord. Use me in your service. Lord. So
mm-hmm.
thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the word, Reverend. Psalms 27.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Right.
If it be God's will, we'll try to be on Monday. If it be His will, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go again, if you want prayer, you know, you can hit the one, but that means you touch the one on your phone, and we'll pray with you and pray for you. You know, and we love doing that. Thank you, Rev, for the word again. Thank you again. Thank you for the word again. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
And we love everything God have done in this
Praise
service. Rev, it's in your hand, Rev.
Praise the Lord. We thank God today. Thank God how God blessed through even with the human song you blessed, because that was David's heart. That you know that was David.
Rev, they hit that one button again. Hey, Rev, they hit that one button again. I'm sorry. They hit it. Let me see if they did by accident.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Hello. Hey, brother Mike. Cousin Mike.
Hey, go ahead and play it. I didn't mean to hit that. I was trying to. Can you
hear me?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
pray
for us. We listen.
Okay,
we just
okay.
y'all pray. We just listen to y'all pray. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Yes, that was David's heart, if I find favor in your sight. He truly wanted to be where the Lord is.
Yes.
Wherever the Lord is, that David wanted to be. He was even from his youngest, 13 years old. You know, he sought after the heart of the Lord, and he made David. David made Goliath after by them. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord today for all His blessings. We thank the Lord for all His encouragement, all His hallelujah, showing forth the witness of the Holy Spirit, His grace, His mercy, His love, His kindness, His peace, His joy, His love. We thank Him for it in the name of Jesus. Victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody still talking about victory today? Victory in Jesus. How He's blessed us to overcome. How He's delivered us. How He's put us up on different spiritual levels. How He's drawing us yet nigh to Himself. Anybody still talking about that today? Victory. Anybody still talking about, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. And pity every groan. I'm so thankful that He blessed us this day. He blessed us, that He showed us that He was here, that He was near. We thank the Lord. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Our hearts are overflowing, bubbled over with joy. We pray that, Father God, we have pleased Thee this day. And, Father God, we want to tell You that we love you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, how you allow it to rest, rule, and abide with us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, how you allow it to keep us. Oh, Father God, thank you for loved ones that called in and even gave a beautiful song unto you. Hallelujah. For truly, Lord, we want to be where you are. We got to be where we are. Transition. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for intimacy with you. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, how it just holds us and carries us our heart as we try to be the vessels that you would have us to be. I want to say thank you, Lord. It is because of you we move, we live, we have our being. It is because of you that we touch our minds, our knowledge that we receive. It is because of you, wisdom and knowledge. It is because of you. Thank you. A lighter and brighter day because of you. When you let your light shine upon the darkness, it is because of you showing another expression of love to us. We say thank you, we love you. Oh, Father, each and every paragraph is on each and every heart. Bless whom you will. Set free whom you will. In the name of Jesus, I want to tell you, Father, we love you. We can't love you enough, Father. We love you, and we thank you for all that you are doing. Some are going through storms. Some are in storms, and some are coming out, Father. But whatever the situation is, we count it all joy. And we say, thank you, Father God. Thank you even for the storm, Father God. We realize that we have an anchor in you. Oh, hallelujah. We have a foundation in you. We said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Bless us, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for your spirit, Lord. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your help. Oh, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for letting us see the light. Hallelujah. Let us take this light and as you go beyond, even into the rest of this day, let our light shine and we show a dying world that you yet live. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for paying the debt that we could not pay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless us with these temples of ours, with these, even our own body, Father God, as we present it to you, hallelujah, a living sacrifice unto you, holy and acceptable unto you, hallelujah. I want to tell you we love you. Thank you for the messenger, and all those that you have blessed this day. Thank you, Father God. Give us strength to be pleasing in our sight. In Jesus' name, thank you for, Martha, the nuggets that she gave continue to strengthen her. Oh, hallelujah, her body, such a household. Thank you for Reverend Brian. Continue to give him strength and keep on being the servant you would have him to be. Oh, hallelujah, for the cousin that called in. Thank you. Bless them both in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Have your way, oh, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless me, Father God, and my family, and all those, Father, that hearts that desire to please you. We ask your blessing in Jesus' name. We do pray, Father God. Hear our prayer, oh Lord, and we ask that you grant us now peace. Jesus' name. Every a moment of silence, certain reverence unto you, Lord. God, speak to whom heart you will. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus' name, we do pray, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
I have been to heaven, but I'm surely on my way. Walking with my Jesus every night.